Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this girl, they're throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorm, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on it. It's like a fucking repercussions, wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked wishes over the witches, how the fuck? We be living here at top of the man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' duggers where I go, I'm speakin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eatin' off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit. Bringin' duggers where I go, I'm speakin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eatin' off your dick. Twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo woo, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggler Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us very shortly. And of course, we, this night, continue the countdown to Juggalo Day. Therefore, tonight is all Riddle Box. Now, since it's just me, I guess I'm going to step my shit up here and go for a fucking trick. And you know what? What do you say we go with a little teaser? Just because they're fun as fuck. Let's see. What I can do for y'all is a little teaser. How about a Riddle Box sampler?
Come on, you clowns! Yeah. It's respectable village! We don't like your dirty wagon around here!
Yeah. Please, wait! Hear me out!
What are you trying to sell, you bum? Is this another hoax? This one is trying to sell something!
No, sir! I can assure you, this is no hoax! What I'm offering you all today will absolutely amaze you!
Is that?
Hey, we got kids here.
What the fuck is
why, it's everything you can wish for in the world. You, little boy, what do you wish for the most in this world?
I got a lot of toys, but I want more.
There's lots of toys inside the riddle box, sonny boy. Say, let's open it up and have a listen, shall we? Okay, listen to this.
I was like six. I used to get dipped by the chicks, and everyone would chase me and hit me for drinks and rocks and sticks and calling me names until my lunchbox was frog brain. When I left school, it was much iller. My daddy was a serial killer, and how about that? He always made me sit in the bed with all his dead bodies.
It's only in the Reno box. Say, what about you, young lady? What do you like the most in this world?
I like having sex.
I'm sure you do, sugar tits. And we've got a little something-something inside the Reno box just for you, babe. Just listen to this.
Thank you.
show me every place. First one sleeps inside his bed, place my fingers on his head. To each temple push and smother till my fingers touch each other.
The Riddle Box. The full-length LP. The insane clown.
And we are back. Now let's see here. What to go with next? Let's see. Give me 1 second. All right. Let's see here. Up next. Riddle Box.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your death. Now let's see where you're headed. Turn the crank and experience what's in store for you.
Check it out. Up next. The show must go on.
Starting. Yellow.
Speaker, Chicken Neck.
Who?
Chicken Neck.
Nobody by that name here.
What about Chicken Balls?
Nope.
What about Chicken fucking Gizzard Throat? Is he there?
Look, boy, you got the wrong number. What the? Hello.
Speak to Red Nuts.
Who?
Red Balls. Willie Redneck Balls. Is he there?
God damn it.
Let me get this. Who in the hell is this?
Speak to Fat Boy.
Who in the hell is this?
I want to speak to Fat Redneck fucking Chicken Boy. Is he there?
God damn it. Fucking no good bastards. Get the damn door.
Yeah.
I have a delivery for Mr. Redneck Fatballs.
What? You goddamn little...
It's from the Wicked Clown.
Ah, yo, up next, Toy Box.
Ooh, I like this toy. Watch it go.
I was like this. I used to get whipped by the chick, and everyone would chase me and hit me with drinks and rock and shit and calling me names until my lunchbox destroyed brains. When I left school, it was much iller. My daddy was a serial killer, and how about that? He always made me sit in the bed with all his dead bodies on my lap. Move when I got home, enough for the static. Hammer and tools and up to the attic. Never knew any other girls. Gimme! You want toys? You come to the right place. Try my little toy mutilating.
gotta move on.
So what? So she's dead. Does that make you fresher than her?
I don't think so.
So she don't talk as much, and she really don't move around a lot. She's still fresh. She's still fun to be around. You're just prejudiced. You're prejudiced against dead people.
Oh, man, you really are one sick bastard, Tommy.
Yeah? Fuck oof.
What?
Fuck oof.
What the fuck is that? What does that mean?
It means fuck oof.
Man, you fucking lost it.
Yeah? Fuck oof.
All right, y'all, up next. Since I skipped it by accident, y'all, here we go, a little chicken hunting. Cemetery Girl. We'll be right back.
classic, trashy bitch, you know what I'm saying? I want me a cold, stanky bitch. So bring it on, shit, mama.
I'm
All right, yo, up next, the Joker's Wild.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Delray's number one game show, The Joker's Wild. Shaggy, tell us something about tonight's contestants.
Hey, motherfuckers! Get ready for the killing job with this bitch. We got a cop, we got a judge, and we got a redneck. So step the fuck up and play the Joker's Wild.
To you by
everybody sing.
Send your mama straight up to the stove. Tell that bitch to bring home a bako.
Welcome back to the carnival show. Here's your chance for the big money cash flow. Hit your bones up, pull your lever. Joker, Joker, lemon. We cover your head, pick a door. One, two, one, three. It's the same behind every door. Me, the snow is safe. Now give me that bald head. The crowd can't help look. They're all dead.
Time to play, hit or miss, contestant number one, open your mouth, contestant number two, get ready, will he hit or miss? He hit, what's next?
We got money, we got cash, we got prizes, we got blood, we got cocks, we got naked dead bitches, I'm a doctor, I got my yellow suit and my purple tie, somebody's gonna die, oh my, it's been the time in my neck.
It's fine.
Yes, the square root of two.
Correct! Nut sacks don't belong in.
Butt crack?
Right! Rich boys eat
caviar?
No! The correct answer is bullet!
Go home.
I know this is Riddle Box night, but I think it's time for a...
If you smoke pot, then say hey, hey.
And we are back. And welcome back to Juggalo Radio. As we are counting down to Juggalo Day, February 16th. Or the 17th. One of the damn motherfucking do. Either way, it's in February. Which also means next month you get not one, but two Joker's cards. Ringmaster. And on Juggalo Day itself, Carnival of motherfucking Carnage. Now, let's keep this fucking shit rolling. Dead Body Man.
This is a Channel 7 news brief because the news is happening now.
Good evening. Mort Perkins reporting. Our top story tonight. Police and investigators are still trying to figure out how and why somebody stole four dead bodies from the Wayne County morgue late Monday night. Police say the apparent body thief entered through the basement window. But how they eluded the security and alarm system is still a mystery. But what we at Channel 7 are wondering, what kind of sick fuck would steal four dead bodies anyway? Details at 11.
Call me the dead.
back, we back, we back. Up next, up next, up next. I think it's time for a little something, something. What y'all think? Here we go.
Mr. Jackson, what are you talking about? Well, I've heard about those parties. They're immoral. Well, Mr. Jackson, I thought you were a respectable gentleman.
Now, don't give me that respectable gentleman bullshit, you little bitch.
Mr. Jackson?
Now, stop playing dumb, you dizzy cunt.
On the way home when it got dark, she took me inside and when the door shut, next thing you know, I had my nuts in a butt. I wanna dip that sound of fuck right away. Ain't even does my homies if it's okay. A little bitch that sound with a quickie, a little checky checky. I ain't being picky though. So you might be a little bit fat, you might even think of it. I don't mind that. Even if you don't fuck on the first date, just put my nuts in your mouth and I'm straight. I need a girl that just don't give a fuck. So I'm caught stroking her mom, I mean so what? A little skin here and there ain't nothing. I just need a bitch who's down with a little something,
hey.
Something. That. I hit it so quick, I made her butt cheeks clap tight. Why wait around till she gets married? Cause I'm ready as long as the net and carry.
Tootsie, tootsie, pumpkin pie, folks. Looks like you got nut in your eye. My fault, I didn't notice you were still there. Now go and wash that shit out your hair, bitch. I want a girl not afraid to bone. Even if her mama's and pops are still home. And if her daddy suddenly walks in, might see my nuts on his daughter's chin.
Everybody in the hood says that you're easy. You look a little cracked out, a little sleazy. You're a basic bitch, it ain't shit. I'm still down if you down for a little something, something, something. Long.
ass has to kiss everybody's ass.
Welcome, sons of fucking bitches, to the Wicked Carny Theater. Tonight's feature presentation is so fucking scary, it'll take the wrinkles out of your nutsack and fade your butt hair. So get ready, motherfuckers, for tonight's main attraction. I give to you all evil eyes.
And we are back. What's going on there, Ghetto G?
When is a door not a door?
When a Mexican uses it?
When it's a jar.
Interesting.
It's a classic one right there.
Yeah, so I ended up pissing off a coworker, and not coworker, an employee today.
Well, seems to be a regular day occurrence here.
I guess. Well, no, I mean, you know, considering the fact one of the fucking doors was, you know, ajar, and, you know, the dude fucking pushing it, you know, trying to, you know, get in. Instead of actually, you know, pushing it closed, so that way, you know, it can actually fucking work properly. I look at the dude and be like, you know, you can just fucking close it, right? He's like, I don't know how.
Don't know how to close a door?
Yeah, apparently not.
Huh.
I told him, you just push. I don't know. I don't know how.
Wait, what do you mean you push?
Just fucking push the damn door. It'll push back into place.
Oh.
He was like, I don't know how. Yeah, and I responded back to him, man, if you don't know how to push a door, you're on a whole other level of retardedness.
Well, seems to be all these people you work with are pretty special.
Yeah.
So the joke's on you. Ha! Rotobox.
Yeah, man. The fucking city's almost done.
Jeez. Within a fucking hour, you've played the entire city.
Yeah, man. All I got left is Old Evil Eye, 12, The Killing Fields, and I'm Coming Home.
Damn. Played all the good ones.
and that's even with me playing the fucking Riddlebox sampler too.
It's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. You're
supposed to space it out a little bit, my friend.
Well, if there's nobody here, what the fuck am I gonna do? Fucking sit here and talk to myself?
Yeah.
No.
Where's your buddy Destiny at, man? She decided to show up on my newsfeed a lot.
Man, that bitch don't call in. That bitch don't even tone the phone in.
I'm just saying, for some reason, a whole bunch of likes and whatnot, comments and shit from her.
Well, according to her, the last time I talked to her, she apparently didn't have meant to call in.
These damn people running on minutes.
And this was back in maybe the beginning of December, end of November.
Wait, what?
Yeah, but it was like the beginning of December that she told me that she didn't have minutes.
I see.
Now, you see, if she had a fucking house phone, she wouldn't have to worry about minutes. She could just call right in.
Well, she's retarded, but She's not as bad as Missa and not being able to even talk on her phone.
That's true.
I can't find a good app. Motherfucker, turn your phone on and dial a number. That's what phones are for. And that's what phones are for.
Well, I guess apparently not for her.
I don't understand. She's the only person that has ever said that. Ever.
Yeah, right.
Can't call in from a computer. Can't call in from your phone. Man, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah. Besides, you're in fucking New York. I'm pretty sure there's a shitload of fucking payphones around where you are.
She's in New York?
Yeah, Mrs. from fucking New York.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking she was from over this way.
Yeah, don't we feel special?
Not really.
That's almost as retarded as fucking just Rabbit telling me to fucking buy her a fucking Hello Kitty fucking comic book.
That girl needs some help, though, man.
Man, you have no idea.
I mean, it's one thing to like something, but when you have an obsession like that, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because I told her, make sure to go to your local comic book store on, well, I meant to say made.
How would you do? Do you feel the need to tell this to everybody in the world?
Yeah. And I told her, for free comic book day, where you can get free copies of Hello Kitty comics. She responded with, can you get me one?
How are you going to get one from her local store?
I don't know.
You are not apparently in her local area.
Well, apparently, she doesn't have a comic book store in that county.
There's no comic book store in California?
Yeah, I think that's my thought. Like, you're in fucking California. And she gives me her zip code. And, this is what doesn't make any sense. The closest two comic book stores to her are in Indiana and Canada.
Canada? How the fuck is that close?
I don't know. I mean, come on. How the fuck is this fucking Indiana close to her?
I don't know how that works, man. Because there's like an Indiana or some shit around here, too.
No, I'm talking about Indiana as in the state.
Well, I don't know why there's no comic book stores in California.
I'm sure there are, but apparently there's none where she is.
Does she still live in the mountains?
Probably.
Is she still bashing rocks together to make fire? Like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, that dumb bitch. Can you get me a Hello Kitty comic book?
Do they even have Hello Kitty comic books?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do grown women like that shit?
I don't know, ask my mom.
Oh, not your mom, dude. What the fuck?
Man, she's fucking upset. Like, she has a Hello Kitty mouse. Hello Kitty headphones.
Man, my damn sister got a freaking Hello Kitty enchilada maker or whatever the hell that thing is.
My name is the Power Ranger. Go Power Rangers.
What?
Yeah, man, fucking April 9th, 2014, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the comic book, will be in stores.
Ooh, it's too late for that.
Oh, fuck you. I will get my hands on that comic book.
Havoc, you're slowly turning into Michael Jackson. You don't like people if they're no longer kids anymore. Is that why you stay a kid, Havoc? Is that why you need all these toys?
No. But yeah, but the Hello Kitty comic book is called Hello Kitty and Friends.
Don't give a shit.
apparently, it's a comic book to celebrate Hello Kitty's 40th anniversary.
What is it, ages 3 and up?
Either that or ages fucking just retarded.
Just retarded? It's not an age.
But I'm pretty sure for fucking Just Rabbit it is.
Why the hell did you just keep calling her Just Rabbit? just pick one.
Well, they have a new Tick comic book coming out.
The Tick?
Yeah.
Well, it's an R8 cartoon, I guess.
Tick returns for Free Comic Book Day 2014 and a brand new full color 24 page full length adventure for fans of all ages plus more.
Let's see. Well, if that damn comic book store over here does it, I'll just go pick up a Walking Dead comic or something. That's all I fucking want to get.
Well, the ones that I sent you and showed you are the only ones that I know of that are doing it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, there's one over here in the mall that I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I don't know.
And that's, like, close. The other ones are all downtown and shit.
Yeah. But how about the fact that I was watching Cops earlier because I DVR'd it? Man, what the fuck would you do if you caught some random person in your fucking bathroom taking a bath?
First off, I want to know how that's going to even happen.
Well, it happened in one of the episodes of Cops I was watching. Because like, some people fucking literally cut the screen of someone's fucking bedroom fucking window, climbed in it, and went to go take a bath in their fucking bathroom.
Well, they could take a nice toaster bath.
I'm just like, what the fuck? This nigga is really taking a bath in someone else's fucking house.
Was it like some
Damn.
Homeless person?
Yeah, he was homeless.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. But no, man, I would not be too fond of somebody bathing in my house that I had no idea who they were.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, we should probably listen to another song.
Hold on, I'm checking out this comic book that they got coming out in April. Called Zombie Tramp.
There's no way to talk about Rabbit.
Oh, no, that's just a Hello Kitty.
That's just a Hello Kitty what?
Or. Yeah, you know, she definitely deserves all evil eye.
Start the movie.
I loved the old man. He had never wronged me. He had never given me insult. For his gold, I had no desire. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. One of his eyes resembled that of a vulture. A pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold. And so, by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man and thus rid myself of the eye forever.
So I'm heading toward the door with my grandmother's coffee jar. I'm selling cookies, 12 for a dollar. I'll ring the doorbell, nobody wants any. I'll resort to going cheap for 2 for a penny. Anybody, everybody, they hate me. I can tell when they spit and degrade me. It's only one house left, the last on the block. Old man Willie on the hilltop. I'll ring the doorbell, the door creaks.
We are back. You know, I wonder,
could Natalie Portman
do you, Texas? Do you ever wonder what's in a Wonder Ball?
I haven't seen a Wonder Ball in forever.
But anyway, what?
I wonder if Natalie Portman can could technically be known, you know, technically be counted as a pedophile.
No.
Why not?
Because she's hot.
Well, then she'd be. Well, then she would be a hot pedophile.
No. And why do you say that?
Well, I mean, come on, man. Fucking in Star Wars: Phantom Menace, the way she was with the younger Anakin, being all fucking. Like, I don't know. It's like having a fucking crush on her, on him or something like that.
It's a movie, Epic.
Well, yeah, but still.
That movie sucks, though.
Well, yeah.
It's the worst Star Wars movie.
Agreed.
What would you say would be the best one, then?
I would have to say... Return of the Sith.
Out of all of them, you choose that one?
Yep.
I'd have to say Return of the Jedi would be the best one.
But... Hey, what do you know? I found a Darth Malgus.
What?
Darth Malgus.
Not sure who that is.
He was, won't be the best way to describe it. Like, he was one of the Sith.
That doesn't really help.
He was the Lord of the Sith Empire.
It's just not ringing a bell right now.
Well, I'll send you to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, bud.
Very nice.
I think when I believe he might end up making a appearance in Star Wars 7.
It's not out yet.
No, but when it comes out, I think Darth Malgus will be the one will be making an appearance. I mean, since Darth Vader is dead.
He'll be back. People don't really ever stay dead.
Yeah, right. Then we come on. We get Brian the dog from fucking.
Yeah. It's like that one person that tatted it on him. Brian, R.I.P.
Yeah.
And then within a week or so, they brought him back.
Yeah, all right. Like, what the fuck?
Like, really? Bet you feel fucking retarded.
Yeah, they probably do.
So I, wait, what the hell was I going to say?
What do I know? What the fuck were you going to say?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. So, I saw that tattoo on that Johnny Cage that you were talking about.
Yep.
And apparently they have a action figure like that, too.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then why the fuck didn't they give him that tattoo in, the fucking movie and shit?
I have no idea. He never had a tattoo.
Exactly. I mean, even in the fucking series, like in Legacy, he doesn't have a tattoo.
Well, how the fuck do we know that? Did he have his shirt off?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Because in the second season there, he just had a shirt on the whole time, so you couldn't even see if it said Johnny. But as for the first season, I actually bought all those episodes on my PlayStation.
Hell yeah. I'm going to do that soon.
It was only like $8 and like 91 cents or something for all.
Damn, that's not bad.
99 cents a piece.
Let's see, when the fuck is this going to come out?
And then, do you know that they want $60 for that complete edition on PlayStation?
Yeah, fuck that.
Just to download it off of PlayStation.
Yeah, they're fucking crazy.
$60, you gotta be kidding me. But you can buy that game for $19.
Yeah, right?
The hell, I don't pay full price for it.
I mean, I guess in a way, like, it'd be cheaper to get fucking the complete edition because that way I'd have everybody.
It is, but you gotta pay $5 for each character plus, you know, all the other packs of shit or whatever the fuck's on there.
Exactly. So,
I saw that people said it was $5 per person. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, right.
But the only thing they take away from you in that game is you don't have to do anything.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You don't even have to play story mode because all the people are unlocked. All the skins are there. All the levels.
Yeah. That's true.
But look at it this way. PlayStation got Kratos, and Xbox don't.
Hell yeah. What do you say we go with, what the fuck? Let's see, about... I want to figure out what's supposed to come up after, Oh, you will lie. I forget.
Man,
the order.
Just play the Killing Fields.
All right, sounds good.
Flesh is fucked, since the bed is my beginning. are drawn, the windows are shut, the door is closed, and you've written what you've written, you've said it, that's it. What will it be? What about it, mister? You've had your last beer. You've laughed at your family and laughed at your little wife. She begged you not to go out to that bar.
As I beep off a dead pig, I'm thinking back to when I had a heartbeat and how I would act. I would steal from the poor, I'd laugh at the sick, but in the killing fields, you get your fucking neck ripped. So as I walk along, I meet a lot of strange folks, some people with no eyes and gashed open throats. And if they notice your eyeballs are working well, they try to dig them out your skull and go for self. Now in the summertime, it's like a whole nother realm. Water becomes fire and oceans overwhelm. To walk outside, the heat will surely cut your brains. Try to run across the street, your hair will burst to flames. Victims in a panic run from the heated lights. Underneath the city, into the sewer pipes. Until the fire's torn, this becomes your new land. But there's no food, so you feed off the other men. And now it's been 7 months, I'm barely fed. I chase a baby lily yolk with a human's head. It's steady screaming, let me be, let me be. But while I chase it, there's another demon chasing me. All of time moves backwards, I'm growing old. And still the clouds are burning fire. And so I'm told that there's a lot of living souls, such as the rich, that choose to live like a bitch. I'll see you in the killing field. You had your big time, lust, sense, and felt. What is the end going to be when you realize the time is up? You've crossed the finish line, going in the wrong direction. What shall you be? What about it, young man? When you've spent your life in a few years' time, your burned-out shell at 25 years of age, what shall you be? What about it, young man?
And we are back.
Yay.
Yay.
Don't be too excited now.
I'll try not to be.
So you said you played Batman, that city game, right?
Yeah.
So how'd you feel about that game?
Not bad.
Because I started playing that Asylum one, and I find it to be kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, Arkham City is probably a little bit more boring than that one.
It's fucking ridiculous. You get shot by a gun, you die.
Yeah, I know, right?
You can't even run up on motherfuckers. You gotta be all sneaky about it.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The game just seems really fucking boring.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I might go to Gabe's stuff tomorrow and sell it with the.
How are you going to sell it? You don't even have it.
What, Arkham City?
No, Arkham Asylum.
I have it.
Since when? Thought you had the other one.
I have Arkham City and Arkham Asylum was one of the 7 games I bought.
Oh, did you play the Asylum one?
Not yet, but I played City, and City's a little bit boring.
Oh, are you telling me it doesn't get better?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
No. Because I'm saying I got that 2-peg, you know what I'm saying? So I got this one, and then I got that one. And this one is just very slow-moving and, you know, not that entertaining. Except for, like, when you die, and they're just like, ha-ha, loser. And shit like that. Now, that would be a game that has a lot of talking on it.
Man, you should play Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'll just stick to the movies of that.
Yeah, at least that way, you know, you ain't got to worry about going through the training and being a Ghostbuster.
What you talking about, man? I am a Ghostbuster. I used to have that pack and everything.
No, get it right. We're Ghost Chokers, not Ghostbusters.
No, I was once a Ghostbuster, too.
And then you turned into a Ghost Choker.
Apparently, years later, I became a Ghost Choker.
Yeah. Do we choke them to the, make them bleed?
Exactly. Why wouldn't we?
Man, I think it's funny how we don't even use the Ghost Choker's fucking like page anymore. We're never on it.
Yeah. Ever since Spaz tried to delete it.
Yeah, right?
Dumbass, don't you know that we all control that and see that? That was just fucking retarded. I wish I could talk to her and just tell her how stupid she was for that.
I mean, that and plus it's me and you, like, only admins, like the only people that are around that page.
Well, now we are, yeah. But before, it was all 4 of us.
Yeah. Then we died off.
Everybody disappeared.
Yeah, Spaz disappeared. We fired Chris.
Spaz decided she loved her husband.
Oh, man.
And Chris is probably dead.
We can only pray.
I guess that would be something we could actually pray for.
This is correct.
Like the link of hoping Little Wayne is dead.
But he better be.
I just think it's funny because there's at least 2 people that posted that up. And I think it's probably, you know, some things somebody made like last year at some point that are just now bringing it back up.
Probably.
Because I remember whenever he overdosed on cough syrup or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because that's what, like, the headline was.
Oh, bud.
Overdosed on cough syrup. Now, if only that was true. Now, that would make my day.
Man, that would be fucking funny as all hell.
Because a bunch of people just get posting hoax, hoax, hoax. And I'm commenting, I wish this was real. And then somebody actually liked that for some reason.
Man, I would have too. It's like a fun.
The fact that people believe like things like that on the internet is ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
You know, kind of like you told me Paul Walker was dead. I didn't believe it because it was on the internet.
And then you found out it was true.
Then apparently it turned out to be true.
Yep, he's dead. Oh, well.
Oh, well, jeez. You're an asshole.
Well, look on the bright side. Hopefully now that he's dead, they can't do a fucking Fast and the Furious 8.
Man, I saw somebody make a picture, and it was starring Justin Bieber, Fast and the Furious 7. Or 8 or something. Whatever the fuck, but it had Justin Bieber on a damn picture. And somebody's like, no. See, that's what could happen in the near future if they continue this.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Then the movie will be completely ruined. So, what song do we have left?
Yep. Well, we still have 12 left, and... I'm coming home.
Well, go ahead. Let's play them.
Sounds good. Let's start off with 12. Well, I'll take it like that. I'll throw it in the box. There we go.
Yeah.
And let's move on to I'm Coming Home.
Coming home, I'm still a criminal.
And we're back. But I think it's kind of funny how Christopher Lee has fucking CDs.
Who?
Christopher Lee, aka Count Dooku. Dooku.
Why do you know that he has CDs?
I looked up his bio on a fucking Google because like I wanted to see if he was going to be a part of the new Star Wars, but yeah, man, he's a part of a fucking metal band.
I see.
It's just kind of odd because he's 91 years old.
Damn.
Yeah. And he's in a fucking metal band.
Hey, whatever. Somebody.
But yeah, nope. He would have be playing Count Dooku. Or Dooku. Dooku. How the fuck you pronounce that nigga's name? A.K.A. Darth Tyrannus.
Let's see.
So I wonder what's going to happen with... Star Wars 7.
What?
I said I wonder what's going to happen with Star Wars 7.
I don't know.
Episode 7. Is in development. It will be in theaters December 18th. 2015.
Well, it's a very long time from now.
Yeah. But still, man, like, I mean, Star Wars is a good fucking movie, but I don't really think they need to continue to a fucking 7.
Don't you know by now that people have run out of ideas?
Well, I kind of figured that out when all these goddamn fucking Fast and the Furious.
And all these Twilights and all these Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right. And like all those Harry Potters.
People just don't like to end things.
That's why we can't end it for them.
Who says you can't?
Well, true. I think it's funny how they fucking refer to fucking Star Wars as space opera.
Space opera?
Yeah.
They don't sing.
I know. That's why I said it's kind of weird.
An opera
so it says right here.
Like, what the fuck?
It says right here. Star Wars is an American epic space opera franchise centered on a film series.
Yeah, no.
So at least we know that we now know the first confirmed character for Star Wars. R2-D2.
Well, of course. What about R2-D4?
I don't know, but Luke Skywalker's definitely coming back.
Well, clearly it's not going to be the real person since he's really old now.
No, it's going to be him.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it's going to be Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker again.
I really don't see that happening.
Let's see. And September 2013, casting calls were held in the UK for a male 7 foot and 3 inches tall, with a slim, thin build and upright posture, not too worked out or too thick set, especially in the shoulders. Broad facial features would be a bonus, leading to speculation that the calls were for a new actor to play the role of Chewbacca. If they really want a Chewbacca, they don't need no actors, they don't need no costumes, they just need a call for again hysteria.
You read all that damn shit just to tell me Chewbacca.
However, Chewbacca's original actor, Peter Mayhew, has expressed interest in reprising his role despite medical conditions relating to his giantism.
So now he's going to start crying like the Big Show.
Yep. Numerous other actors, including Edwin McGregor, Leonard Nimoy, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, when asked by interviewers whether they hypothetically would be interested in appearing in Star Wars Episode 7, have said they would.
Did you just say The Rock?
I said The Rock.
The Rock in Star Wars, huh? Interesting, I guess.
I just can't see that happening. I mean, who's he going to play?
That's one movie he shouldn't be in.
Man, there's several movies that he should not be in. Like a seventh fucking Fast and Furious.
Well, he's already been in, what, two of those, so it doesn't matter now.
Exactly, that was one too many right there. Apparently, it's going to be on October 1st, 2013, 19-year-old actress Saoirse Ronan confirmed that she auditioned for a role. However, she said, so has everyone. When asked about her audition, that and the producers, as the producers would chop off her head with a lightsaber, it revealed any more information. That just said, like I said, she did not get the role she auditioned for. Really? He doesn't need to be in that shit either. Okay, never mind, it's a different one. But Michael Jordan's gonna be in Star Wars.
Michael Jordan? The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
As who?
I don't know. What can I say?
Well, what about Samuel Jackson?
He's too busy doing Capital One and credit card plug-in commercials.
Well, we'll see if he's still doing that in a year.
But no, it's a different Michael Jordan, by the way.
How many fucking Michael Jordans are there?
Apparently two.
Who the hell is the other one?
Michael Baraki Jordan, an American actor.
Well, then who the fuck cares?
Let's see. He played Reggie Montgomery in All My Children.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Don't know him still.
Yeah. No clue.
Apparently he was also part of the Cosby, my old Cosby show. The Sopranos, CSI.
The Cosby show?
Yeah.
Now, who was he there?
One episode, the Vesey Method. He put his name Michael.
So of course he did.
He was a part of Parenthood, Lie to Me, Law and Order, Bones. Okay, let's go see what movies he was a part of. Hardball, apparently, Blackout, Red Tails, Justice League, The Flashpoint Paradox. That's a good movie, by the way. Okay, he was also part of the Fruitvale Station movie, Dimajigger.
Yeah, nobody cares about your fruit.
Ed Jordan will be playing Johnny Storm and a Fantastic Four reboot movie.
Well, that
should be interesting. I wonder if they got anybody else to play the Fantastic Four reboot so far.
They don't need another one of those movies either.
Maybe not, but they're doing it anyway. I mean, technically, there's already been at least two movies, maybe three movies.
No, there's only been two.
Nope. Three.
And what the hell is the third one?
First one is Fantastic Four is a unreleased low-budget superhero film completed in 1994. It was produced by a low-budget specialist, Roger Corman, and Burned, fuck your last name, who went on to produce another Fantastic Four movie in 2005. So, yeah, this one was a kill in 94, well, but didn't come out, but you got Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. And yeah. Now they got the reboot. Give me a plug, the fucking reboot, motherfuckers. Starring C below. That helps out so much, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, well.
Reboot.
Apparently, the new Fantastic Four is going to exist in the same universe with the X-Men film series, which means it's going to be a shitload more of Fantastic Four.
No, great. Another movie that will never end.
Yeah, it's like X-Men. But X-Men's good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, look, I still got Shizzy still on my fucking page.
Shizzy? Shizzy 6?
Yeah. You got a whole new music video that was released about a month ago.
Let's go with the new
Joker this.
Understand something. I don't do anger, but this faggot got me a little irritated. And so, Anthony Webbing, and so, you go get this work. I'm here to handle it. See, this is what you wanted. Going to jail now. This is what you wanted. Barely a guy in about 6 years, you're likely to die. You expected to believe.
remember me, but don't make me your enemy. Cause now my agent say that it's bad to hit the elderly. And some career sabotage, I see you got the recipe. You whipped it up all the moment you chose to mess with me. The beastly of the entity, tell us something new to us. You went to school for audio, then why does your music suck? I'm not the one for stepping on. I should get a weapon drawn and pistol with your mother for teaching you about the Renaissance. That is the stupidest shit this bitch could have done. Cause now you dress like a moron, bitch. Look at the sun. Character out of World of Warcraft, developer got rid of, cause it needed more crap, and you don't acknowledge textiles you stole. Now I get my people's slaves, niggas have no soul. For beating you out your shoes, I beat you till there's no goals, and solve you for every record you think you stole. Clapping like a Mac 11, never catch this nigga snapping. Seconds if he just come back, but seconds I'm back in the faggot back from heaven. Back in his head, didn't scatter some spread, so sleeping on your mattress is red. You had a choice to be circus clown, but you chose rapping instead. Bad choice, it'll end. Then he's been a Batman boy, cause you have ass making all the Batman noise. Joker, you're the one that be laughing at boys. See, he beating me, it must be lean that you flipping. Call me maybe goes on as in any bar that is written. I'm raw and fire back like quick drama draw. And since you're the Joker, time to pull a few cards. Why me, Anthony? Was Christian too much to get him? So you say that dizzy dude took, so I'm ripping you up, improving your move feline. It's just as more fam, how he's dodged in the street like. Then he's gonna have another be like, always been a bit all like it be like. But nigga, face facts, you ain't no one in the best to rap. Between me and Freak, you're the man, you're mad. Acting like you're the rap master, when the fact is, are you doing rap faster? Come on, J.O., I'm not the one for play-o. And J.O. will get K.O., he'll lay low for labor. Cause he's Play-Doh and I'm Play-Doh with the IQ or Play-Doh. Now I'll showcase that I'm ill, you delirious, lyrically serious. Syllable slaughter, simile serious dragon. Destroying dim with it, doofus is damaging dreams. They're in dudes, there are no excuses. Definitely eating entertainers, excreting estrogen, equipped with an exceptional exoskeleton. Forced to be reckoned with forcefully, forcing extreme forces to use extreme force when my force ain't wrecking shit. But I'm done with this J-O-K-E. Somebody please check to see if J's okay, be taking. And remember, I don't play with this pen. So for your own well-being, don't irritate me again.
And we're back.
So I take it the Joker had something to say.
I guess so.
You're a bitch because nobody likes you. There you go. You went to school for audio, but your music sucks. Sounds like somebody else I know.
Yeah, man, yo, fucking Shizzy's the, yo, Shizzy's a dope fucking artist. We should get him up on here for an interview one of these
days. That dude made many Joker disses, though, that were way better than anything the Joker's ever made.
Hell yeah.
And then he also made a rap about video games.
Yeah, man, he even made a rap about Pokemon.
Well, that was included in the video games.
He's even got a couple new ones.
I'm sure he got a bunch of shit.
Like the best anime rap ever. Boondocks. Dragon Ball Z.
Want to start speaking a new language in just 10 days?
No.
Of course you do. Who wouldn't?
Fuck off.
Wait, Max.
to bar, talk y'all beyond Mars and stars. I start guitar and the engine roar like Charizard. Boosty flows that make you blow my soap and got you turning purple. Make you withdraw and rip you out to sell you fucking Squirtle. You can't tweak, I'm the future. You last week, step into my zone, you'll go more dope than a gasoline. On some legendary shit, on some legendary shit. I'm sweet, kill six, on some legendary shit. Hey, yo, Robert's flow. Every time I get up on a track, it's well known that I'm giving it a beatdown. See now, cause I'm bringing out an arsenal. The Robert's flow, giving out a beatdown. I'm hitting my stand with the punches. I'll make you backflip. You just started your journey. I got all of my bad shit. Hitting only, I'm kicking this shit wicked. Your girl got a long tongue in my head. And what she's licking from the back. She likes our job in her bark box. Cause she gets my venom on her teeth like an R block. As much as you beg, I don't care. All your ass can play. It's just an overgrown rodent.
Alright, goodbye.
Peace.